This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Broncos get it done in overtime, 27-26, 10-2, Michael. I don't know how to assess this game. Part of me is just kind of like, just go win games. It's not always going to be pretty. I don't think it's really pretty for anyone in the NFL, to be honest with you. So the fact that you're coming out on these close games winning, I mean, Kansas City lost to Dallas last weekend, or on Thursday, on Thanksgiving.
You were right about that.
I think that was the only one I was right about. Yes, that was the only one I was right about on Thursday. So I went 1-2 on my Gobble Gobble Thursday night special. But the Broncos get it done. Where to start here? Obviously, you got to start with the finish. Start with the finish, Mike. Nick Benito. Wasn't really a factor, didn't have sacks, things like that. They were having a hard time getting to Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota played a great game. He was exceptional in that game. He was sacked twice, but he should have been sacked a lot more. I mean, those are the kind of things, Mike. Remember when I was obsessed? I guess Benito did have a sack, my bad. Remember when I was obsessed with Oregon for a while? Remember that?
You're still obsessed with him.
No, I'm not. Not really. It was, but mainly because of Marcus Mariota. He was just so fun to watch. That was he provided some flashes last night of that Oregon player. But Nick Benito knocking that ball down. If he doesn't do that, that's game over. 2-point conversion, good. Wide open running back streaking across the field. That's a 2-point conversion. Game over.
I think a lot of people, if the Broncos had lost, would have been blaming the Broncos, and Vance Joseph been like, well, the Broncos, blah, blah, blah. Look, that was a great game plan by the Comadres. I still hate that name. Why the Commanders
it was a great
had a
game.
Great
yeah.
game plan.
Great game by the Commanders. It was up and down for Bo Nix. I mean, he made a sensational touchdown throw to Cortland Sutton, which might have saved my fantasy football game this weekend against Cody the Weather Guy. So thank you for that. Fourth quarter, they stalled, and I tweeted that out last night. I actually got some pushback that's like, the offense played pretty well. What are you talking about stalling? Fourth quarter, Mike, that was an epic stall. And you can't always rely on this defense to be perfect. In that fourth quarter, Bo Nix threw the interception. Then you had a three and out. Then another punt after seven plays, and then another three and out. That was the entirety of the fourth quarter on offense for Denver. But then in overtime, five plays to go down and score. Bo Nix found R.J. Harvey for 12 yards, found Adam Trautman for 12 yards, and then the big one to Evan Engram for 41 yards. And those two seem to be really getting some kind of a chemistry, which is crucial for this team. But then Washington, a very dramatic finish for Washington. I mean, you had penalties going all over the place. It was a hell of a game. It was a great game. And I guess you just got to be, I'm more of the thinking that, you know, you're going to get a team's best every single week. And this is the National Football League. There's a reason when you look at spreads on these games, they're usually 6, 6.5. Not a lot of blowouts happen. You don't really expect blowouts to happen, I should say. Blowouts do happen. So, no, you know, they said never apologize for a win. I do kind of feel that way with this Broncos team. You know, they've been in every single game. The two losses they had, they were leading 99% of the way through. So it's a team that finds a way to do it.
It's a team.
They got to clean up the penalties, and at some point, I want to see this defense starting, you know, get to the point where they are forcing turnovers, more turnovers. Dre Greenlaw got the pick, which was nice. But I can't, you can't apologize for it, man. I mean, you're 10-2, and we're going to get into the playoff race here as well. It's tight, man. We're all Giants fans tonight, Mike. I know you have a weird thing rooting for teams that aren't the Broncos, but I need you. Can I count on your vote? Can I count on you to root for the New York Giants tonight? We need that number one seed, Michael.
Well, I mean, I root for teams when they're not the Broncos, but like it's hard to root for, say, the Kansas City Chiefs. The only time I root for them is if I need the Broncos
yes.
to get in the playoffs.
I understand that, yes. So that's what I'm saying is you're rooting for the Giants tonight.
Yeah.
Eastside Chris texting in. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Brady, I just fact-checked a stat regarding Denver Pro Sports. Broncos 4-0. Avs 11-0-2. Nuggets 11-3. Is that for home records that we're talking about? Or is that just in the month of... Is that in the month of November? Maybe that's what we're talking... Yeah, month of November. Joker needs to pick up his game, you think? Okay, there you go. Oops, November, yeah. Records in November. Thank you for that note. I mean, the Nuggets are in a weird spot. We'll get into some of that, too. You know, you're still without two starters. They're starters for a reason. That loss to San Antonio was bad. Bad loss on Friday. No Wimby, and you lose that game? He bounced back against the Suns, okay. But no, I think Joker... I'll get into that. We'll get into some Joker talk. But right now, like, this is an exciting freaking time. And the Broncos are leading the brigade here. And today's going to be exciting. I'm heading out to Canvas Stadium this afternoon to see the introductory press conference for Jim Mora. He got into Fort Collins last night, and the Jim Mora era begins. We're going to get into that coming up, too. I got his contract details that are outlined by Kevin Lytle in the Coloradoan. We're going to talk about Lane Kiffin. Get into that chat. But, man, we got to celebrate this dub a little bit. Aaron says, the Giants not being a division rival makes it easier to root for them when they're not playing the Broncos. Yes, we're all Giants fans. Faith, we were off on that last week. Random off topic. Was there a Football 52 last week? I looked and couldn't find it. No, we did not go last week. We'll fire that bad boy back up on Wednesday. Did see the news, though, that Carver Cheeks is officially entering the transfer. Well, when they can, January 2nd, he will enter the transfer portal. And so will Peter Castelli. So that's and there's more, but that's what I've got right now. So we'll get into some of that. I still haven't heard about Owen Long, linebacker for the Colorado State Rams, looking to see what's going on there. I would imagine that would be Jim Mora's very first phone call when he's talking about the roster. So I'm guessing that will be a question that's asked today about specific players on this team. And bad weekend for local college football again, Mike. The Buffs lost. The Cowboys lost. The Falcons won, I guess, if you're rooting for the Falcons. And
doubled up the Rams.
That was ugly. Tyson Summers just kind of, I videoed it, I'm watching it on FS1, and Tyson Summers just lost it on the sidelines. And man, not a lot of Tyson Summers fans out there, seems like. I guess he was asked the question by DNVR Rams Justin Michael during, in the post game. He was asked something along the lines of, would you welcome an opportunity to come back to CSU? And I guess he was appalled at the question. He was like, why would you even ask me that? I don't know if he was like pissed because, hell no, there's no way I'm coming back here. Or was he pissed because you're assuming that I wouldn't get an offer from Jim Mora? I don't know. It was just it's been a weird freaking year, especially for the Rams. Very weird for the Buffs. Really needed this year by the Broncos. How are you feeling about, like, on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, how do you feel about this win? I've watched this team enough now, Mike, to just go, that's just what they're going to do. It's not always going to be pretty. It always sounds so cliche to say they just know how to win. But, man, what more can we do here? 22-19 over the Chiefs, close one against the Raiders, close one against the Texans. blew out the Cowboys, but then, obviously the crazy game against the Giants, it just doesn't seem like they go away, or when it does seem like a team is about to catch up and maybe even get a lead or what, they just make the big plays. They have the playmakers on this team. I mean, Evan Engram on the offensive side was making big plays for Denver. And then Bo Nix had his moments. Nick Benito, aren't you glad you paid him? That guy is a special talent. You know, it was a fantastic finish.
Vance Joseph said a few weeks ago, Nick Benito's not getting as many sacks, but Vance Joseph said about him, hey, the reason why he's not getting a lot of sacks lately is because he's a team player.
Yes, he's
eaten up
some
of those.
He's the ultimate team player.
Those sacks and those blocks and staying in his lane, making sure. Except last night, one of those times he got out.
Well, and you had a silly penalty on him, and you had a bunch of weird penalties too. But here, let's hear from Nick Benito after the game last night. The guy ran to the locker room to get his phone because he tweeted out like 5 seconds after the game, "I hate wearing." With a cat, I hate playing with a cast. I think he would have intercepted that and probably ran it back for a touchdown. Style points there. But here's Nick Benito after the game.
Said that they knew there was going to be a free rusher that ended up being you in the play you made.
Yeah, he kind of drifted back kind of far too. So I knew he was just kind of buying time. So at that point, it was just like just trying to make it hard for him to throw the ball, and I ended up knocking it down, and he ended up winning the game. So. Yeah, I apologize to my teammates on that one. You know, I got the club on. There's no excuses. I got to find a way to make the sack and grab him and finish him. But I'm glad we ended up still winning anyway on that. So,
did the club having the club on impact you throughout the game as well, or was that the play that you were referring to?
I mean, it's just tough just playing with it in general. But, I just got to find ways to still be able to make plays even with it on. So.
When you win the number of tight games that you guys have won now, does it sort of build on itself and confidence in those kind of situations, Schefter?
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, we've been battle-tested all year. There's no situation that we're new to. It was just a matter of just finding another way to win today, and we did that.
Is that the same problem you've been dealing with most of the year?
Mm-hmm.
With the club?
Mm-hmm.
Playing with the club all along?
Mm-hmm.
Sean said that BJ changed up the call in a 2-point conversion. But how much did just a timeout kind of calm you guys down a little instead of rushing right to the next play?
Yeah, I mean, it was challenging all night for what they were doing. They were running no huddle damn near the whole game. So we were having to just, get in the calls and, having to play fast. And, the timeout kind of helped to kind of, calm us down a little bit, be able to get into what we were able to get into and get a stop.
That's probably good there. Yeah, Nick Benito, the hero of the night. Man, what a play. And hey, shout out to Alex Singleton, too. He made a pretty significant play. Now, Washington went down and ultimately scored later to force the overtime, but he made a play that at the time felt like he saved the game. Just Broncos offense couldn't put together key first downs. You mentioned something. Michael popped over here while we were listening to Benito's clip there. This did kind of feel like that ultimate team win. When the defense was down, the offense was good. When the offense struggled in the fourth, the defense did enough to not let Washington overtake the game. And then, of course, you get to overtime, offense is rolling again, and it looks like the defense might give up potentially the game-winning score with the 2-point conversion. But you just had different guys step up in different moments. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris, too bad you guys can't air the Mora presser. Usually press conferences don't start until the Brady Hull show is on air. Yeah, this one starts at 3 today. So I'll be busting out of here right after the show to, it's going to be fine. It's going to be, he'll win the press conference. It'll be amazing. You have to be really bad to lose the press conference. He's going to say all the right things, and it's going to be cool. But it is going to be a significant moment for Colorado State history because this is the biggest name, as far as coaches, they've ever brought in. Obviously, Sonny Lubick became that name, but to bring in a guy of this caliber with that resume, it is a significant day in Colorado State history. It seems like not that long ago we were just doing this with Jay Norvell. 719 texting in. Cam Scadabo should suit up with his knee scooter. Did you see him moving across the field to ASU? I saw him go down to like where the student section was, and they were just going crazy for him. That sucks that that guy is not playing anymore right for the rest of the season, and we'll see how long his career goes. 20 minutes after the hour, busy weekend on the basketball side of things, too. The UNC Bears, since last we caught up with Brock Wisney, they had Air Force over the weekend, or actually that was middle of the week, took care of Air Force 71-53, and then they took on Regis University and just kind of ran away with that one. I mean, Regis didn't have a lot of dudes, and UNC's really freaking good, 7-1. And our guy, Brock Wisney, we got the Brock Wisney show coming up. Congratulations, just hit over the 1,000 career points mark, too. So we'll talk to Brock about that. He's been certainly one of the great Bears, man. And this season so far is off to a phenomenal start for UNC. So we'll catch up with Brock Wisney coming up next. We'll get into the Lane Kiffin stuff, too. And how about the Mountain West Championship game? We got a tiebreaker there. They went to the computers, Mike. The computers told us that it will be UNLV in the championship over New Mexico, even though they have the same record, and New Mexico beat UNLV.
They didn't have a coin flip?
No, they didn't do that. They went to the computers. And so I want to get into that a little bit later on in the show today, too. Man, there's just always something. Always something going on.
Did they go to the BCS computers, which everybody hates?
Yeah, I think they went to that kind of a system there. So, yeah, it'll be UNLV and Boise State in the Mount West Championship. So we'll talk about it. Brock Wisney will join us in the Aloe Fiber Studios coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame preps talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
The Brock 1000 Show, I think. We're going
to
do that.
You we got don't need over, to do that.
Yeah, well, you don't even care about this stuff. You got over 1,000 career points, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's fun. I think it's respect to the school. They believed in me for 4 years. So
I still go back to this. I remember watching that scrimmage, you know, between just the team.
Yeah.
3-4 years ago?
4 years ago.
And it was open to, like, donors and supporters of the program. And I just remember watching you. And so many people around me, because these guys are diehard Bears fans, and yeah, they've been watching, and they're like, that guy is raw, but he is going to round out, and he is going to be really freaking good. And I shared that sentiment. I remember you were hustling, you were getting up and down the floor, and look at you, man. You've refined that game, and it's really fun to see.
I don't know if I heard that or believed that originally, but, you know, it's been a journey, and the coaches have really prepared me, you know, throughout this, so it's been awesome.
Okay, so you take care of business again.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Wednesday game. You guys go to Colorado Springs to take on Air Force.
Yep.
Kind of back and forth first half.
Mm-hmm. It was slow. It was a slow game.
Well,
we talked about
that, right? That's kind of what they do.
Yeah, 28-24 at half. They slowed the game down. We kind of had to play at their pace a little, and then getting to the second half, we picked it up, and I think it worked out well.
Yeah, so you outscored the Falcons 43-29 in that second half.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
what changed then in the second half? Because, again, you know, you scored 28 in the first, but then 43 in the second half. I mean, is it as obvious we were just hitting more shots, or what was there something?
I would say we picked up our intensity, you know, on defense. We picked up, you know, got a little more pressure on them, and offensively we just played our game, right? We didn't let them dictate the terms, and we stayed aggressive, and I think that we just started hitting shots. You know, if you watch the first half, we missed a lot of open shots, and but I think it's a little bit of both. I think that we hit some shots and we just picked it up.
You had 20 points and 8 boards in this game. And you know, free throws wasn't perfect, but 3 of 4.
I'll take 3 of 4.
3 of 4 is pretty good.
It's not 50%. So.
Well, for a big guy, too. Or do you get offended when it's like, for a big guy hitting 3 of 4
you know,
free throws?
I feel like I should always make my free throws. So.
Well, and, you know, you had a 3-pointer as well. And, man, everybody was starting to hit, it seemed like, in that second half.
Yeah.
But defensively for you guys, to hold a team to 53 points,
yeah,
I mean, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, you know, Air Force plays slow. They have a Princeton offense, so it's not surprising that they're in 53, but I think that we're proud of our defensive effort. You know, they didn't get to what they usually do, which is a bunch of cuts. And if you watch it, like, they kind of had to throw their game plan in the trash a little, just start feeding the post, and we're defending them pretty well.
So. Yeah, well, ultimately got that dub to move to 6-1. And then you take on Regis University, and I mean, you guys are winning 59-19.
Yeah,
at halftime.
It was a good first half.
Okay, so they only had like six players,
six guys.
They just have that's it.
They didn't have any more bench that they even could throw in if they wanted.
So you end up winning 104-63, but obviously, this game is kind of turning into just, I don't know, you tell me.
Slop a little bit.
Yeah, maybe like a scrimmage almost. Because now you're not going into your normal rotations. As you guys kind of progress through the second half, everybody's getting playing time. I mean, it's not a knock on those guys, but guys that aren't normally in those roles. So everybody's getting to eat in this game.
Yeah.
So that was just one of those, I mean, I'm not trying to like knock Regis, because I know they've been through a lot of stuff. But is that a game that you even really go through and watch a lot of the film on compared to like the Air Force game?
I think that we'll watch just as much, if not more.
Really?
And I think the reason is, you know, Smiley mentioned it after, there's a lot of guys that are good enough to play on our team, right? We have 12, 13 guys that could easily play at the Division I level. And they just haven't had the chance, really, some of these guys. So we'll go through that, and it'll be really good film for those guys that haven't seen the floor as much, kind of to see, you know, how they're doing in different ball screen coverages. Like Smiley mentioned at half, he's going to change to a few different coverages, like switch or our laterals or our hard hedges, just to, you know, give these guys a look at what they need to improve on, and so we can go into film and kind of just, you know, get these guys better and, you know, see game time film.
Was there a part, like, you guys as a team, like, watching them, you know, warm up and stuff, where it's like, man, they've only got six dudes.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, is there a part of you that feels kind of bad for these dudes?
You know, we heard it coming into the game. We heard seven guys. And then, you know, we're like, oh, maybe they're sandbagging. Maybe they're going to bring a guy out or two, you know, that hasn't played in a while. But no, we look over there and there's six guys warming up, like I told you before. It's layup lines with three on each side. And, you know, it's interesting. But I think that, you know, we talked about it before. You got to respect each team equally. So you're kind of approaching that the same way you would any other game.
So how are you feeling physically?
Yeah, I'm good. I had food poisoning. I was out
okay,
for the game.
Okay, because I remember that at the beginning of the broadcast. Yeah. It's like, there's no Brock Wisney out there. So I was like, I didn't want to shoot you a text and be like, are you okay, man?
Yeah.
But I assumed it wasn't anything serious.
It wasn't. Luckily, I mean, it was just pretty bad food poisoning.
Oh, my gosh.
It kept me. I've never missed a game or practice in my college career. So it sucked for me.
Food poisoning is just like, That's worse than an injury. So yeah, it's not long term, but man, in that moment,
it sucked. It sucked pretty bad. I was still debating getting out there and lacing him up for like a few possessions, even. But it just didn't get.
It's a
there.
Good game to probably skip.
It was. It was a good one to sit out. You know, the other big guys got a ton of minutes. It was great for them.
For you, like when did you start feeling it?
Man, I would say the night before.
Yeah, really?
It hit me the night before. I woke up in the middle of the night, just kind of puked my guts out a little bit.
It's bad, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't eat the entire day, so I really had nothing in my stomach from, like, maybe the prior day's breakfast. So I was suffering a little bit. I couldn't sleep, and I was still like, maybe, like, I'll skip the shoot around and see how I feel come game time. And I couldn't really keep the pregame meal down, so I was like, it's...
Feeling good now, though.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, dude.
I'll be ready to go.
Well, I mean, how soon after you were over it did you, like... eat again.
Oh, man. I ate that night. I ate some buttered noodles from Noodles and Company.
Nice.
Just something simple. But.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, man?
Yeah, it was great. I went back home.
Outside of the food poisoning that came the day after, I guess?
That was not from Thanksgiving.
Not from Thanksgiving.
I was back home with my family for a day. We had the day off, and I was just hanging out with my family. You know, it was a good time.
Good to get away.
Yeah, good food and all of the stuff.
Well, and I'm glad that it's not a serious thing, and now you're ready to go against Omaha.
Yes, sir.
Guys are heading there probably, what, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because that game's
on
Wednesday.
Tomorrow morning. Yep.
Another middle of the week game for you.
Yeah.
This is the Big Sky Summit challenge, right?
Yeah, these two games are.
You'll have Omaha, and then on Saturday, is it Saturday?
Yep.
South Dakota?
Yep. Yeah, we'll come back and be at home, and hopefully we can get these two done. I know we went 0-2 last year in the Big Sky Summit League Challenge, but it'll be two good games, two good teams, so.
Yeah, 7-1 though.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to feel pretty good about that right now.
And just take the next step forward, right? Just keep trugging along.
I was like, man, Brock gets to his 1,000th point in the Air Force game, and then we don't see him against Regis. What's going on? Is that it? Is that your limit? And, you know, you hit 1,000, no more.
I have nothing left in me.
hey, cool story, too. I know you follow the volleyball team pretty closely. Congratulations to Lindsay Oates and company.
Yeah.
Just doing it again, winning the Big Sky Conference Championship.
Yeah.
But you have a little extra connection with the volleyball team.
I do. My girlfriend's on the volleyball team. I'm at all their games. You know, I think it's been awesome. I feel like I've been part of the team just following along. But, yeah, number 18, Mia Littyard. But, yeah, they'll be in Omaha at the same time playing Creighton this Thursday play. So it'll be fun.
How cool is that, man?
It's pretty awesome.
I mean, that's going to be an athletic fan. I'm not like, how long have you guys been dating?
A year and a half.
Okay, so
we're
kind of getting to that. I mean, we're getting to that point.
It would be an athletic family, yes.
Yeah, okay, I won't ask you any more follow-up. I don't want to do anything crazy here that would put you in hot water or spill the beans or anything like that. You know, we don't want to do that. But things are going good.
Yeah, going great.
A very athletic couple, we can say. We'll say that for sure. Dude, what can you say about the volleyball team? Like, you guys have obviously had a lot of success. But this volleyball team, it's like every single year.
Yeah, it's been great. Actually, I have another funny story about my relationship.
Yes.
So her dad and my dad were actually on the Vikings at the same time.
No kidding.
Yeah, so he was a long snapper. He was at CU for a long, long time. I think like around 90. Not end of 90s, like 99, 98. They were on the Vikings at the same time.
Were they close? Like,
no.
No, they didn't.
I don't think they ever really spoke. My dad and mom were like suspected that maybe my dad got cut because of him. It was around time. Yeah, around 2001. So it was.
Do they talk?
Now
they talk?
They've met, and it was fun to kind of reminisce on old times and all the stuff. So.
What a small world, man.
It is. Small
They're
world.
They're teammates.
Yeah.
And then you end up. You know, the kiddos start dating. How crazy is that?
Yeah, very interesting. We didn't even know ahead of time, but that's
you met. I'm assuming you guys met at UNC.
Yeah, yeah. We're the same age, so we're both seniors. But
okay. Well, that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
volleyball, man. Lindsay Oates.
Yeah, she's good.
I mean, she's a tremendous coach.
Yeah,
and she's had different opportunities, even potentially at CSU.
Yeah.
And she said no. We're not doing that.
A lot of winning. Yeah,
she just loves this this area, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. Coming up next, I want to get to your game balls. Everyone probably gets one for the Regis game, except for you, I guess, right?
I get no game ball.
But Air Force, let's get into that one, too.
Yeah.
Throw out the game balls, because I'm trying to have Smiley guess who gets them. He's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got Ibu last week, but he did guess, I mean, Zach Block's game and Quinn.
Of course.
So we'll get into that coming up next. It's the Brock Wisney Show. On 103.1 and 1310 KFK, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. 37 minutes after the hour, let's get a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
You hear that rejoin from Smiley and think, oh my gosh, why? What am I doing sitting down? I need to get up and run.
Yeah.
Do some sprints or something like that.
Yeah, it gave me a little trauma.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, man.
Yeah.
And ready to go for this Omaha game or for this tournament coming up. You know, it's been a great start for you guys, you know, and the opponents are going to, not that there's been some really good opponents too that you guys have went up against, but certainly we know Texas Tech is down the road.
That'll be a good one.
Isn't that Texas Tech game? Is 16th. That next week?
It's like, I think we have a week off for finals.
Okay, that's right.
Next week.
Yeah. Then so Texas Tech down the road. DU, you still have CU. But we're getting down to it, man. What do you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five more non-conference games.
Yeah, five more. Just do the best we can.
Yeah, and then we'll get started in the Big Sky Big Sky Conference games on January 1st against Montana State.
Excited for that.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun so far, man. But all right, we got to do game balls.
Yeah.
Let's see. You've got Quinn Danker right now has three of these.
Yeah, he's got a ton.
Zach Block has two of these. Mm-hmm. And Ibu Yamazaki has one.
He does.
But we got to go to the Air Force game here.
Yeah.
So let's take a look here. Air Force, I mean, you had a really good game, but I know you won't give yourself a game ball. You had 20 points and 8 boards in that game. Quinn Danker was the high scorer, 23 points, 8 assists. Oh, boy, where are you going to go here, man?
I'm going Quinn Danker.
Okay, yeah. Quinn's got an
arc. He's got 4.
Golly, yeah. Man.
Just keeps racking them up.
How do you? Yeah, Quinn's going to have all these right now. Are you telling him, like, you keep getting my game balls?
Yeah, I tell them after I go in the training room, I'm like, you just got my game ball today.
And
yeah.
Do they just give you a big old hug? And they're like, man, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, that
yeah.
means a lot. All right, so the game against Regis, you didn't play in that one, but a lot of people did.
Did well, too.
I mean, Smiley and I mess him up. Arik Mouyen, is that how you say it?
Yeah. Maween? I don't know.
I'm going to say it all. Yeah. Just say Arik.
Yeah.
He was the high scorer. He had 17 points in this game. But again, it's one of those weird games.
We had some good games. Tanner had a good game.
Yes, yes.
4 threes. So it was a lot of guys work. I'm giving it to Arik, though.
Is that where you're going?
It's a good game from Arik. He didn't miss many shots. You know, he's playing hard. It was a good game for him.
Yeah, well, we'll get him down there. Somebody other than Zach Block.
Yeah, it was great. I love to do that, yeah.
How do you feel about this roster right now? Because, again, it was, you know, even talking to Coach Smiley in the two-man game, it's like, well, we know what we got with you three, with the big three that we talk about here, but it's just trying to figure out who are those other guys really going to step up and be like, not role players, but be like some of those extra guys that we've seen over the years come and play for UNC and be those stars. So how do you feel about this roster? Sitting at 7-1, you got to be feeling pretty good, but what I guess, are there concerns or worries or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't think there's any, honestly. You know, we're just getting better every day, and we feel more confident each day in each practice with this team and after every game, too, right? So we got a lot of guys that just haven't played a ton. Like Arik, he's played like 7 games in his college career. Ring's still young. Vince is still young. Ibu's older and mature. Egan's still young. But all these young guys, they just kind of need that game experience. So every game they learn something new. And people learn by mistakes. I always learn by mistakes. So we're just kind of giving them, you know, the go-ahead to just go be free and play. And when they make a mistake, we'll let them know, and they just learn from it. So each game gets better and better.
So you're liking the progress with a lot of the new faces, too. There's certainly guys that have been on this roster for a bit, but a lot of new faces, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a ton of new guys, like we said, still learning even some stuff in our system. And, you know, they're learning just as much as me, Zach, and Quinn, too, right? Like, we're learning what's good for us and when to be aggressive and when not to and how specifically to lead certain guys. So I think that, you know, the whole season is a journey, and that's just how we're approaching it.
So now coming up, you've got the Big Sky Summit Challenge, Omaha and then South Dakota on Saturday. What can you tell us about Omaha at this point? I know they played Colorado State a couple weeks ago. It's an interesting team.
I don't know much. Mm-hmm. You know, today will be our first, you know, go ahead at attacking that, and our scout guys will give us a good look, and we'll watch some live film. But today will be kind of the first look. I know that they were good last year. I know that they're solid this year, and same thing with South Dakota. But we're just going to, you know, kind of attack it starting today.
Talk to me about this. So the Big Sky Summit Challenge, is that basically just a mix of the two conferences, and they're just going to play random Big Sky schools will play random Summit League schools?
Well, so it's actually from prior year ranking.
Okay, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the way that the league ended in regular season, that ranking-wise, you're going to play teams similar in the Summit League.
Interesting.
So we're playing, I think, the 1-2 team from last year in the Summit League with Omaha and South Dakota. That's how it was last year also. But so these are good programs because we did well last year also.
Is Montana in this then, too?
Montana is. All of them, all the Big Sky teams play 2 Summit League teams.
They all do. Okay.
One and then home, they just one away.
They do the ranking kind of thing. That's really fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
How long has this been going?
Oh, man. We started it my sophomore year. So this is the 3rd year of it happening. And there's some interesting stuff I learned a lot about it last year. I was on the Big Sky committee. We met like every week.
And, no kidding.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of behind the scenes of just matchmaking, and it was fun to hear about. But
are you still on the committee?
I'm not. I don't know if they just got rid of me or what, but yeah, I was on it all last year. We met every other week and talked about all that stuff. It was interesting, to say the least.
So what did you guys talk about? Just like future of the conference.
Yeah, future of seasons. The conference, teams. There's a lot of like saying we got to fine guys or put in penalties or, you know, ticket prices. A lot of talk about, you know, Boise and, you know, Starch Madness and all that stuff and logistics. But I kind of just listen most of the time. And once or twice every meeting, they'd be like, Brock, what do you think about this? And I'd just be like, you know, it's good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. It had to be fascinating. Quite
it was.
A learning experience.
Yeah, I learned a ton about the Big Sky, so it's awesome. I built relationships with a lot of the people there, too, so it was cool.
So you might have a future in sports administration or something down the road.
We'll see. Yeah.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour. We'll wrap up here with Brock Wisney on the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. They have Omaha coming up on Wednesday, and then South Dakota. Those will be the games before our next show, so we'll be able to assess those, and then a week off. And then December 16th, going up against one of the top dogs.
Excited.
Texas Tech, man. Some familiar faces there, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll get to that coming up next. It's the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Solutions. Systems. We'll be right back.
Leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're all in this together.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on the Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back into the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Brock, I tweeted this out over the weekend, man, but getting to know you a little bit. Obviously, I love watching you play basketball, but just getting to know you as the person, like, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've
and
had
it's
a
an
ton
honor
of fun too, man.
It's an honor to have you on this thing, man.
Yeah,
I'm really glad you did it.
I'm so happy you invited me here. I mean, every week I look forward to it. So
and you're good at it, and you're on committees and stuff, man. I should be picking your brain about stuff.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I know you're following the college football playoffs, too, and you're a little worried right now about Notre Dame.
I'm a Notre Dame fan. It doesn't look great. There's a lot of teams bunched up there. You know, it's like six or seven teams fighting for two or three spots in that bottom of the 12. So,
well, you got like the BYUs and Alabama. Like BYU's 11.
Yeah.
Alabama's 10. If both of those teams win over the weekend,
doesn't look great.
They could leapfrog Notre Dame,
and
potentially.
It sucks because they've looked so good, you know, the past 10 games or so. So it's what it is.
Well, see, and you've been following the Lane Kiffin thing too.
I have. It's interesting. I wish he could stick it out with them. You know, I feel like that sucked to be with that team all season. And
I'm asking the question today: Do you blame Lane Kiffin for taking the job?
No, not at all.
It's hard.
It's a huge, huge bump pay grade.
Yeah, and more NIL money now.
Yeah, I don't work that way, but at the same time, I understand he works a job, right? So it makes sense.
And then, you know, it's on Ole Miss's side, they're kind of like, you're leaving us, you're done, you're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Do you think that they should have tried to keep him on?
I think that, you know, I understand both sides saying, you know, you can't really.
I don't know. There's part of me, it's like, I don't think I'd want you, man. And plus, they're in the same conference.
Yeah.
Like, we hate you.
Yeah.
And you want to coach our our team.
Yeah.
They probably play each other next year. So,
quite an unfortunate situation.
Very strange situation for sure. But Lane Kiffin making, you know, $2 or $3 or $4 million more. Plus, he's going to get a boatload of NIL money cash.
Yeah.
I always thought it was $20 million, which was the threshold, but apparently it's $25 million. That's what LSU's going to give
him. I had no idea. We don't work with that kind of money here.
We'll get there. We'll talk to Interior.
I don't know if we need to. We don't need that.
Let's talk to Interior Sprinkler Systems, man. We could do a little bit more.
No.
Brock, seriously, it's fun to do this show, man. I absolutely love it. Some big games coming up for you, and five non-conference games to go. And some ones I'm really interested to see. Texas Tech, former UNC Bear head coach, and Wyoming head coach, Jeff Linder.
Yeah.
And then you guys have CU coming up down the stretch, too, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we think we're going to win every game, so we'll see how it goes.
You can't win all but one if you don't. Don't win all but one.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, that's the philosophy you're going to bring to the team today, I'm sure.
100%.
Let them know. Brock, appreciate you, my man. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to watching you against Omaha on Wednesday night.
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
All right, man. The Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. I love this program. Brock is, I mean, seriously, one of the best ones. Maybe the best player radio show we've ever
Probably
done.
Probably not.
Probably so.
Probably not.
Pretty close, Mike. All right, we'll take a short break. Top stories of the day. Well, we're going to just talk about Lane Kiffin. That's the story. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.